Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Yeah, the show ready? Darth?
Waiting on you.
On the show. What's that? Waiting on me?
Yeah.
All right, I'll start the show off. Okay, here we go. Good evening, Mitakipi, my people. This is Chinupa Glam Money. Calling you guys here from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and we're going to start our show of the Indigenous Voices of People. So we're going to start it off with an opening prayer. A lot of you that are tuning in, welcome aboard. In the Indigenous community, this is our show to reach out to many, many that have a voice of concerns that's surrounding the reservation and Turtle Island. So here's our prayer and welcome to tonight's show. Hoka ho tronkasila wakantanka kichimaneto. Ampete washtekile chante washte unyaku binka wopila tranke chiche. Lila ota wichacho napna. Kuchena wabla zekile suta oispa bo kipsni ash. Ipach yabna ha yutok oksi ash. Ini hashni lechmus. Lakhoto gna nozikile near chetke. Wahochiche, Nishnala ni wakha. Na uchi makhake negapti akhpa piko uchi pha iwanki tiuna unkai tapo. Lechim se ake kche chashana. Oyate on kitrapi. Lila, kakishi ame. Usnit khankanki le timahiu. Techia eungna kapi. Ashi ni ashmi, lechim se woche kina. Taku kakli na wakha aikwati. Lechim se. Iwongla kamna wasion kapi. Khatia topa, wamakaska, nisha chichi papi. Khatako oyate, kolachapi. Echato oyate, nisha kolachapi. Wambli oyate, isha kolachapi. Sintesa pelaki hena isha kolachapi. Leon petu ki ake, statu ki le nakun. Le ake, chanupagloha mani mieche wa hiutake, na woche ke wakase. Lila ota lechim se onki okte ash enktu japi. Naha osniki le lila chekhia yate mitkhaki wakati. Taku wakati hene chunkte ki iyechi tushni. Ashi nihashni wola khote chetkia. Tal onki na jibta ki ash kakpi iyei. Na nishnala ni wakhapi. Wamak hashka isha tkanka. Yote ekia. Na huk isha. Lakoto yate glena kakisha. Na yokshi chabni chiapi. Nawane tu kile tchoksa he hiki lila wable si suta he na onkukte ki he oyate glena ektun sabi. He on woche ki chichi upiki wola kote chetke ya matuweni shne ashi. Wola kote woche ki yu chichi. Ushin ki api he. Ho, mitaki epi. Good evening to another edition of the Indigenous Voices of People show. This is our people show. My little brother Tyreek is having a difficulty out there in Turtle Island on the West Coast, and he called me to ask if some of the brothers and sisters could step up and help host the show because he's behind in bills and trying to maintain a suitable understanding to help himself get through the terrible times that happened to him. And I did reach out, try to ask him, is, you know, all these people that join forces for these causes. You guys make lots of money because you know how to eradicate, you know how to solicit, and you do all these things to use people to get what you want and get established. Because the reason why I thought I'd bring this understanding up, because I'm going to really concentrate on one big subject of a matter that's going on in Indian country. Listen, people. We stood on a many topics vested upon Indigenous cause, Indigenous thought and philosophy, but it's still a world controlled by men, patriarchal forms of a regime that cause people to become into things that they talk about. When it comes to indigenous people, we forget these necessities that are plaguing Indian country. So I figured tonight we would take this challenge on to look at things that are very, very controversial in how we deal with native issues in Indian country. And we got to keep this in mind, people. Scores and scores of our people are facing different dilemmas in the reservations they're from. There's people in the hospital, there's sickness, there's all kinds of things going on in Indian country that's stopping us from being vocally in tune. We've tried so many outlets. We've tried so many entities to hang on to things that would help us improve our mobility to understand why we are faced with these criteria in Indian country. And so I try my best to maintain the people's voice with the help of my little brother and many others. When you ask for help to step up and take the bull by his horns and break his neck, nobody wants to. They got too much. You see, I'm going to start it off this way. And thank you for everyone that's tuning in into the Indigenous Voices of People show. Remember, it's your show if you're Indigenous. This is your show to voice your concerns and, you know, what we got to deal with when it comes to an issue pertaining to the problematic behavior of how American culture does things. And the problematic, you know, behavior is realistically. This is why they tell people, oh, man, he's a radical. We can't do this. We can't use him. But when Standing Rock kicked off, all these fake sons of bitches went out there, protested and masqueraded. Everybody's still doing that. They all, Standing Rock, Standing Rock. Standing Rock wasn't a piece of work that understood anything. The man sold them out, and yet these people are still making money off it. All the rainbow people from California all went out there to initiate drugs. My ancestors would say this. In time immemorial, people, listen to this. And if you get offended, I hope you do, and you can call me, 605-517-2621 or 605-517-1547. You can do it all. Call me and we can have a man-to-man discussion. And don't be no fucking chicken shit, people, because what I'm going to say is very serious. When we took up arms in the federal government, we took up these arms against the federal government in 1973, in the little hamlet called Wounded Knee here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation that's 23 miles east of here. And it was because of a sociological deformatory that was going on in Indians' way of living, the modern, you know, prestigious behavior. Why do I call it a modern prestigious behavior? It's because you so-called men and women that claim to be rebels, you claim to be warriors, you claim to be this, you claim to be that. In reality, you ain't that. And I'm not saying that to be an ignorant son of a bitch to hold you guys accountable. I'm saying this is because when you adapt colonial power, the white man's way of life, you mix that with any means necessary when you're indigenous, when you're an indigenous person trying to remain free in the struggle of freedom. And so let me say this, because I heard people. I heard people in my time say, you can't mix it. You can't mix the two. You can't mix it. Well, nobody said we're mixing anything. You see, when you understand the white man's phonics, okay, one of the things that people don't understand, I will always reflect on what Thomas Paine written in some of his illustrations. He told the people in crowds, he said, yeah, let them call me a rebel. I welcome that. I feel no concern with the misery and the suffer that these devils produce upon me. Thomas Paine said that. What was he really referring to? Well, it's just like the Lakota people. The Lakotas have this virtue called hokahe. Okay? E honey, mitake pitoha okichi se wanji opkabha. I katam lena ohiti kaki lena wichachob na tchokata aicha obha. Hena hetchins e wash ake suta oishbam na ha akishi abhanta every choy ki upi hokahe am. It's easy to say it in our language because it has a beautiful meaning. So I go back into other, you know, illustrations of why these radicals that people label us as, this is a white man term. A white man term. Oh, he's too radical. We don't want him here. Oh, but yet when these rainbows and everyone else brings in drugs and all that, numb your fucking hearts and brains up, oh, you think that's good because you think that makes you an Indian. You think that makes you indigenous. Oh, grandmother, the earth brought us this. She gave us this. Bullshit. That's the biggest fucking lie. Indian history and culture, and you guys believe it. All of that shit was transplanted over here. Everything. Even the hatred from the human race. I've told scores and scores of you people to look at the TVs, watch them. Hell, just go downtown in the neighborhoods you live in, the state. Watch the white folk. The white folk will tell you this stuff. They're going to show it. That's how they display themselves. Every day the white man's an evil motherfucker, man. He's a devil in true form. So I go back to Thomas Paine's thing. When he said, let them call me a rebel. I welcome it. He used his body, his mind. I feel no concern from it. He said that. But, he said, I should suffer the misery of the devils. And that's what he was aiming that understanding at white people. Because the white man, at his level, what he was thinking, the misery of these devils, they made his soul become a whore. What was he referring to that? Because your body's like a sponge. It takes in all this misery that white people inflict upon people. In other words, it fucks your soul. It doesn't have a penis to penetrate it, but it contaminates your heart and your brain. This is what Thomas Paine was saying. No different than that rabbi. There was a rabbi that talked things like that many years ago. When he said, that rabbi once stated in a figure of speech when they were all in D.C., he said, where there are no men, be that man. But he didn't use it in that term. He says, be thou a man. Okay? This is what he was reflecting to. It was a rabbi. So this is when people become anti-Semitic in the behavior of the way civilized men talk about things. Okay? Let's really take this to another step. See, being first called a radical, known to many men that resist, okay? Lest you forget where you came from, the acknowledgement of that ancient history, that's what makes you a radical. Crazy horse, sitting bull, rain in the face, gall, no ears, dull knife, two moons, all of these great Indian leaders that stood up and defended us were radicals in a modernist perspective. They became our legends. They weren't forced into the so-called mythology of history. No, they were actually people that used the mythology of what they have and created this history that you should ever, 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 if you, and a lot of people do this, if you should ever, ever forget that you were once a free person, you become a stupid individual in human life. So I say these things to talk about this stuff tonight because I've asked many other people, I asked the women first to step up and get on their show and take the lead. But the women have no clue how to talk about what Turtle Island's experience is. They're too busy. Everybody is faced with a dilemma. We have death in our hands. We have homelessness. We have freezing temperatures. We have vehicles broke down. We have everything. I was stranded on the fucking road, man, last week. And I reached out for help because law enforcement coming at me. Because that's how you white fuckers do things, in the name of freedom. But you never question how the tribal governments do things in Indian country. You're too busy, man, talking about all this Mickey Mouse bullshit that is irrelevant to the situation. When people in the purpose of life, okay, that are supposed to have means to an end, when these sons of bitches use this prelude to become, you know, people that understand, you know, what's happening. And I'm going to say it this way. The prologue of the revolutionary force back in ancient times before we were born, when they had these revolutions between the war of the South and the North, many people targeted different moralities, okay, for the indigenous people out in the East Coast. I'm going to share this. Hold on. I got a call coming in. See, this is why I say this with people. So we're back on the air again. This is why I ask for my help from my people. My people. But nobody seems to give a rat's ass about getting into this understanding. So now I'm going to give this little issue very open-minded. Okay, now listen to this, people. Back in the time when the revolutionary forces were taking place between the North and the South, many people were seeing that they were using people of color to fight for them. No different when the French Revolution War began over here too, when British were over here. This is the thing that creates the so-called people becoming an idealist. Okay? But in fact, it was targets of a moral material aimed at the youths back in them days. The misogamy amongst people, if you don't know what the term is, I'll explain it. The misogamy amongst people in this country of mine turned into people into sex slaves. The sex slaves became more of a forced penetration. Okay? This is how the realistic early Christians' mindset urged people with violence to a cry. Then they turned around and burned the systems. They burned them to the ground to create a new illusion. That's how the system went. Cotton was the main necessity that created all the linen that you wore, even the clothes. So these people knew what they were doing, but they needed land to do that. So of course you had to get rid of all the indigenous people in the populated areas. And all I ask for from you listening audiences, man, all I ask you guys to do is come on and help me. Fuck, I can't do this by myself. Because nobody knows about what we Indians go through. The indigenous people go through a tremendous ordeal. These are written desperations because of the way tribal governments, the BR of Indian Affairs, which you call the BIA, and all these faulted regimes plaguing your thought and philosophy of not reconnecting as a vanguard to become the indigenous people you're supposed to be. The only way a nation can be conquered is when the heartbeats of my women and children are on the ground. But as long as men are still alive, there is freedom of independence to move forward. And that's with every indigenous culture out there. And I don't give a damn how you guys look at it from that point of view. And I mean it with that understanding. Radicals is a new generation, but the radicals today are all under the influence of some controlled substance of a narcotic, whether it's marijuana, whether it's pharmaceuticals, whether it's cocaine, whether it's methamphetamine, whether it's, you know, all of these drugs that are put out there for people to pick up. You're all in that holocaust of the life that create this derelict performance of a materialism as an orthodox of Marxism. And I mean orthodox Marxism because that's what it means, people. The torch of this experience is to enlighten you with the way fucking generations are supposed to be more or less into freedom and independence. But you people, you can't get over your despair. Once they give you a certain amount of a drug to try, you use it. And once it's used, you become part of the machine that the elite operate. In other words, you're dead and you don't even know it. That's how you make a controlled society. Sad but true. I figured if I can't get people to help me step up to these shows, I've tried a lot of you. Leona Brando was one of them. She started off us off with this show, but we're too heavy with our stuff and everyone else that are always claiming to be from different countries. They all march to a bell or a whistle that rings like Pavlov's dogs. And they do too. You can't tell me that you don't. I'm not rejecting you. Sometimes you got to really look at what's important. And you go back into ancient history. Ancient history. Go back to 1375. I always speak of that because my grandpa rubbed it into me, my heart, when the Vikings first came here. This continent already had occupants. They left their gifts and they left and they never returned. That's the way freedom operates, people. But today's generation is so desperately wanting drugs. Every time a white man gives you something, you create a disturbed world. And most of you know what the hell I'm talking about because these products are of the middle class. They're not of the upper class. Duh. You all have never rejected materialistic behavior. So that behavior becomes your fucking background. That's a goal. But because, you know, you have people in these urban communities, such as these suburban homes, even the goddamn car It's a product of what materialistic backgrounds are. Even the country clubs, where people congregate, what they want to do. They're all white people in there, how they want to do terrible and heinous things to people of color. That's what they do. That's what a fucking country club does. And it takes nothing but white supremacy membership. That's how they travel first class. That's the status quo. That's the fucking security. That's meant to take every one of you and put you in a control of success. Why do you think we have fucking police all over the place? Everyone knows this in the country that has this falsified name, America. It's been a communist form of a regime. It's always been a police state. And you fuckers don't even get it. That's the political endeavor's heart hurting, because it's all like an ulcer of frustration. And that disillusionment is like high blood pressure. It's like a fucking divorce. It's like the indulgence, you know, the endurances of how tranquilizers and alcohol and all these drugs numb your fucking soul and your heart. And yet you cannot really understand why negativism becomes your only vanguard to speak against other people that have the right of way to help you get out of dormancy with freedom. I'm sick and tired of you people always fucking thinking you talk. You think you know something. Then why can't you help Chinupa get on these shows? Start them off. Maybe I need a break. Maybe I want to relax for a little bit. But no, because I give a shit. My little brother, he's worried about his rent and all this stuff out there in California. And I have nobody that has computers to step up and help this Indian with it, to help Chinupa Gloham money. And this is the only way we can get our voice out there to be heard. I've tried many people to host these shows. Leona did it. I thank her for it. Leona Brando, Jabril, Amin tried it. They fumbled the football, but I thank them too. And last but not least, we picked up my little brother, Tyreek Asfour, my Palestinian little brother. And he too, it's harmful for him. But at the same time, he involved himself with all these people that were rebelling when George Floyd, our late brother George Floyd, was beaten to death by these pigs in America. That's what started, that's what changed people to really look at things. And every time a different president gets into that presidency of running a country, they take their habit out on poor people. They kill nothing but poor people, whether they're black, red, or yellow. Fuck white. White is too, it's too flamboyant to destroy. Because those values of white people are really are materialistic. Think about it, people. Because on tonight's show called The Indigenous Voices of People, I thought I'd take this fucking, this innate of a hypocrisy and expose it against a fucking society that don't give a fuck about you guys. See, somebody has a serious cough in the background. What does that tell you? You can hear them. But this is why I do this show, to help you have a voice to express what your living conditions are within your own state, reservation, your country. It's called political life, people. That's the sociological deformatory. When you have a political life, that's what's happening. And people like Julian Bearrunner and the outgoing tribal president, Kevin Keller, oh, I'm an activist. You motherfuckers don't even know what that word means. You use the youth to bring in drugs. That's the endurance of it now. And so because you were a political so-called, you know, puppet of a regime that failed you. They kicked you out. We don't know what the new tribal president's going to do. This Frank Starr comes out. People that are chosen, okay, they come from people. All of these political people, they're not chosen from people. They're chosen from the system. They're chosen from a system, like how America practiced and professed colonial policies to neutralize your human rights. Today's generation is desperately trying to make some kind of sense, but their lives don't matter because they're all under the influence of fucking drugs and alcohol, people. Sociological deformatory, which creates centrism. God damn. Help me out. Wake up. That's why these products are forced upon middle class, not the upper class. Hello? Duh. And you people just sit back. I do so much out there. And I'm going to use that word, I, like a white man. I do so much work to help my people. That's the status quo I give them. But I pay with my own. And on my own, I don't have it, people. I got people that understand freedom out there. I got Jeff Bell, David Clark, Tristram Johnson, Mark Vecina. People that understand what's happening in this country. And my newly founded brother and sister, Earl and Margaret, willing to stick their neck out to help people because they see what's going on. I'm not a political leader. I'm a leader of freedom. A political leader leads you through paper. A leader of freedom helps you understand why life is the way it should be when it's believed it. That's the difference between me and them. A leader of freedom, a political leader. Hey, brother, who's coughing really bad in the background?
That would be Earl Chinupa.
What's the matter with him?
He's still trying to get over that nasty flu that we had.
I'd appreciate if you have Earl drink some tea, if you have some sage, or if you guys send me your address, I'll get you some. And start drinking that. That will help you. It'll help you override what you have built up in your lungs. And once all that mucus gets discharged from it, you can pass it through your rectum or you can sweat it out. That's the problem with people today. At the age of 65, I desperately try to keep hydrated, and then I try to perspire to get all these intoxicants that our bodies are consuming to get rid of all of that shit. That's what they call, you know, a rejuvenation of your body, because what's happening today, everything sticks on like a magnet that don't want to get pierced off a piece of metal. And once it's stuck to your body, that's how it starts these deformatories to take on these illnesses that will kill your body. That's why you have cancer, diabetes, heart trouble, and those lists go on and on. That's what creates that stuff. But it's really what they call a contempt of health. The contempt of health is how our people are being subjugated to that. And that's what's happening right now. Climate change. You got 230 satellites in space. They're all trying to control this weather. That's an inspired, you know, credibility of how civilized and modern men are still trying to control the weather. They're trying to control the human population. That backfired. They try to control the earth. That backfired. Look at all those devastations of flood and different type of seasons happening out in the East Coast. Multitudes of people, man, without homes. You see, America, you do this shit all the time. And then watch, when all those people go through that havoc, they're going to play victim to get resources from the federal government. All you got to do is step back and analyze and do the math, and you'll see what's unfolding in Indian. And thank you for coming on, Earl and Margaret. Those are my newly founded brothers and sisters, because they see the havoc and different criteria happening here on Pine Ridge from a view of somebody aloft that is really not giving them the truth. And you indigenous people need to quit that shit. Quit bullshitting. The white man lied about everything they've created, and now you're doing the same thing. Enough of that, people. Where were all of you that are on the internet when Chinupa was broke down in the middle of the blizzard? Man, I slept in my fucking truck. Where were you guys? I don't want to listen to that. You're soliciting so you can keep your head and your heart numb, playing victim when in fact you're not the victim. That's what happens. And I thank you guys for coming on tonight, tuning in. So I keep moving on to this understanding because we try so desperately to get people to get involved in this illusionment. This disillusionment can create two things. It can create high blood pressure, and it also can create a good life. But you have to believe why the necessities are based on. And those necessities are always going to be a favor until you understand what exposes a society always in this disillusionment of the apocalypse. What the fuck does a hypocrisy mean? Is it a contradiction? Is it a apparent failure? What is it? Do you people all think you know about the Western culture's lifestyle? They use these big words to try to dehumanize the individual, let alone the character. This is why I said we will get heavy on this show, because I want outside participation to help. I can't do these shows by myself. But living under a word like a materialistic lifestyle, okay? Those values belong to what happens when corporations start to strip you of the values of your new life. That's their credibility. That's what they do. They're not really masquerading about freedom because they never had it before. No government that participates in the ideology with their hypocrisy trying to help you do not believe in freedom. It's just the words in them. It becomes a common complex of what they call a incomprehensible behavior. That's how people walk and talk in Washington, D.C. Go look at the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. and see how it is. They move so fast. One of my Palestinian brothers went up to Washington, D.C. in South Dakota. And I'm talking about my brother, my younger brother, Al-Hassan. He was nice and thick when he left out here from South Dakota. He went out there and he came back, man. He was in a bad predicament. He couldn't handle that understanding because that's what plagues these people out there. That's the hypocrisy. That's the exposed behavior of a society that contradicts the apparent failure of why it becomes a fucking political life And you people still don't get it. And that's what you guys always talk about. So today's generation is in desperate need of something. And that something is not vested upon the freedom of independence called life. It's always about drugs. Today's generation is about fucking drugs. They're desperately in need of it. My God, people, man, human race, wake the fuck up. This is what's happening. And I sit back here on the fucking Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, broke down with a truck that I used to serve you people with wood and food, going getting donations and bringing to and from the reservation to hand them out to people in need. The tribal governments can't fix it. The BIA can't fix it. The American government can't fix it. Christianity can't fix it. We have to fix it as a people that care for one another in the name of love. In the name of love, people, that's the problem. We've been drug into this whole denial of this political, you know, so-called philosophies. We're creating behavior for a system that's going to get science people again to create another sickness and impose it on us, man. That's what's going to happen. And these fuckers are in the process of doing that. That's what they do. They'll never stop. They'll never go away until the voices are heard. You people got to cry out for really what's plaguing this country. What's plaguing this country is the political endeavors of how political leaders, okay, leaders ranging from mayors to governors and everyone else that fit in that criteria as a reference of negativism. When you have negativism, you have nothing but an illustration of people living a political democracy that fails the life of the human race. That's why you have fucking hunger, malnutrition, death of homelessness. You have this because that's the democracy. You're all men supporting it. And lo and behold, at the end of the day, it has always created this hypocrisy of a fucking police state, man. Come on, human race, help me out. I cannot do this by myself. Damn you guys. And now I close with this understanding. My grandpa told me this many, many years ago, listening audience. And we're coming up to the top of our hour, 6. My grandfather once told me this. He said, when you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest and the plains become unknown. And the people of the forest and plains, when they become unknown, you want to destroy. It's happening again. It's repeating history. So let's go back to the time when the real radicals stood up for our livelihood. The real radicals that paved the way for a future for us to believe in freedom of these independents where we cared and believed in one another and loved each other because we had a value of life. That was the realistic behavior of why these radicals did it. And now we're what's left of them. I'm thankful. I really am thankful that my mother, Yvonne Jane Martin, gave me life through my father, Anthony Red Willow, a Korean conflict veteran. White ranchers killed my dad and made me a bastard. While America is a fatherless and a motherless country. But that's what the white man did to my father. They took my daddy away from me. But I always remember what my dad said. My dad said, my boy, you're the oldest. Take care of your mom for me. I will always be home. Take care of her for me. And I could not ever break that promise to my father.
My father was a
the white rat that killed my dad. This is why I have pain, anger, hatred. Motherfuckers, man, I didn't take your dad from you. But you did this to this young man. Now he's 65 fucking winters year old, still believing that life is the freedom. And it is. When you have freedom, it gives you life. When you believe in life, that freedom will continue to work. And the final piece to that, you will always have to believe in something that everybody wants. It's called independence. That's the beginning of immorality that begins in time, people. But yet you get frustrated with all this negativity you take on. I'm proud of all these brothers and sisters that I came in contact with. All of them. And there was a many. And the ones that stuck by me. Even after that last fight we had with Standing Rock, that sold out, you know, right away of that pipeline. People, it was a done deal. Thanks to the young lady that brought the information to the elders before they all passed away here on Pine Ridge. That young lady with the forebears. She seen when all these corporate entities met with David Archambault right over there in Fort Berthold. And they talked about having this right away, the Trans-Canada pipeline to come this way. And as stupid as David Archambault was, he created that song and made it more stronger through a political science, okay? Why do I say a political science? Because when the Steve Miller Band came out with that song, go on, take the money and run, move it on, okay? Those little words speak to what David Archambault. And when he got the money, he ran. See, this is what happens, people. Every form of a tribal government will sell you out. If you don't know how America's history is, you don't know shit. And as we enter the top of the hour, I'll say it with this little closing remark to that, and we're going to open up the phone lines for everyone to come on in. You see, when you look at all the fallen dynasties from world history, okay, when you look at the Romans, the Greeks, the Mesopotamians, the Egyptians, okay, and you look at all of the Mediterranean seas that had people struggling as a success, that they improved conditions in their territorial boundaries of their country. None of them, I repeat, none of them ever were hungry. None of them did not have a faulted political attire imposed upon them by another race. None of them did this. That's the reality, people. But because civilized and modern men write these scrolls of a social change that creates a difference between what is real and what isn't, it all becomes material written in books. That's the political endeavor that's always published year after year, generation after generation, century after century, history after history, and it keeps going bigger and bigger. And lo and behold, guess what? The Earth Mother and the spiritual realm of the great mystery are sitting there wondering what the hell we two-leggers are doing with our heads so fucking caught up in our ass we can't think freely and independent. We don't know how to voice are concerned as radicals the way they did it. They knew how to stop things, preventing it from escalating and destroying people. Now let's put this little quotation into something far greater than what your whole illusion is. If you had some kind of rules that no one could ever face with the experience, okay, of being successful, what volume of an exhibit does it have to create what Thomas Paine and all the other people were talking about? When you develop something, you put your people first. That's realistic.
Put your people first when you develop something new. This is what Thomas Paine and them guys were talking about, even if it took one man to do it. And the sad thing is, you're all marching to a bell or a whistle that rings. That's the democratic tradition of how a political discourse begins, you know, it gives you the adherence, okay, of a false regime called America. That's how the society forms a democratic and not a republic form of a regime when both of them leave out independence and freedom. Duh. Take a look at them. Democrats don't talk about independence and freedom. Neither does the republic. And this is how much American people gain from that. It's all about the material things. And what my grandpa said, when people of the forest and the plains, the forest and the plains become unknown, you want to destroy. Isn't it happening? Who in the right mind in the year 2022, as we're going to face another year, 2023, who would ever deem of this people? Who would ever deem that traditional people are using English to comprehend and coexist with the other people that use their language to deprive you of your human rights? My God, people. We choye ni talk in the hachye hechus e luhapi o chlate hechus e nichache hunta. And I shouldn't have to break that down for you. You indigenous people, if you have a value, if you have a language, it's your way of life because it was always believed and born with freedom. And that can't be taken. The white race had that too. But he destroyed himself when he tried to overpopulate himself and be compatible to what we call the great mystery. It's even quoted in their scripts across the water. When Dr. Jamie Moran invited me to Finborough, London, England, I never met a country so rich that this indigenous guy named Chinook Agluhamani, and at that time when I was over there in Finborough, London, England, I was 42 years old. And let me tell you, because of our sister that died over there, Lost Bird, that's how much they gave royalty to Chinupa when he was over there. And Jamie Moran, if you're listening, thank you, brother, for inviting me over there and teaching and speaking at your college. Thank you. I wish you well for anything you're continually doing and writing your books. Thank you for inviting me to your country. It was an honor that you gave me that privilege to talk before that class, which gave them a new light, because many other people of the caliber of indigenous people that went across waters, they created an exhibit for themselves, but never brought anything back to share with their people. But what do you think? They were taught that too when they picked it up from how America practice and perfect colonial policies. That's what they did. And you all know who you are when I say that. If you're listening into the show, you know who you are. So as we get to the top of this hour, my passion usually gets this way because I look at the physical, you know, intellectual terms of how America does things. But it's still a patriarchal form of a world, because it's all patrilineal. Everybody marching around and walking around with a fucking pair of pants. The women might not wearing pants. They don't got dresses on no more. When you had a dress on, our women were free. When our women wore dresses, they controlled their men. They made their men be told what to do at the discretion of a woman that bared and carried life. Thanks to my late mother and my late grandmother, I love them too, who left me, they were both in their dresses, to tell their grandson and son what to do. And I loved it. And both of them supported me when I shut down White Clay and when I went into Wounded Knee in 1973. And then when I was up there in Mount Rushmore with Lehman Brightman and them, when we took over Washington's Heads up there, Mount Rushmore in 1970. Lehman Brightman, Minnie Two Shoes. We were there, people. I know what the hell I'm saying. And I became, as years went by, and I was that man growing into a older man, I became the bodyguard to Lehman Brightman and the late Russell Means. But I was always the bodyguard to my late grandfather, Roy Stanislaus Martin, better known as Chante Ohitika Wichasha, the strong heart man. That was my grandfather's birth name, Chante Ohitika Wichasha. Man, I miss him. I had some great experience. I miss all my grandmothers and aunts. My mom, I miss my mom. And now we're that generation of elders that have to pave a way for a better society, for our kids not to be hungry, for a people not have to be struggling with the need of alcohol and drugs, yet alone sociological deformatory. This disillusionment is not for the people that want a good life. No, it isn't. It has to take on people that understand what freedom is. Freedom, when you have it, it gives you the independence to be free and left alone, man. And that's not what's happening. And if we can't learn from the history of all these fallen dynasties and now what's happening, but I will say this. When you see the failure of the American Empire coming to its closure, coming to its end, muck the madness, people, because that subline is right there in front of you. And if you can't muck the madness of that subline, you're going to self-destruct. In other words, you're going to commit suicide. That's what's happening. That's the patterns of those elements that are taking their factors and employing them on you through a fluid that you don't even want to taste. Now, I will say this as we enter the top of the hour with just a minute. Mitake pile chalakes emila haska kha wichokh ana ha wichoy mitha kile toni ka khab e wagna tishni yecha wichoy kimu ashe mitkhoshni malak khotana tona hokh le wona khoya siu pikile wola khote chet kile chet et khokata ke e wagna ke matue kile akele chanu pagloha mani le O khantula on hiu takna tako un pasi ton i wong lako nie chetke wa hochi chokte. Na kiksu ya po, a ke an petu ki yu trok chon ya bhanta tako gash wa stekte. Kya hetche se wa hochi chapi. Now let's turn up the phones up. All the callers that have questions that are on, go right ahead. I'm going to open it up to you guys. And then at the end of the hour, I'm going to close it with a song and I thank all of you for tuning in to my passion and warfare of what I indulge in this country of mine. Because I'm defending you. My philosophy is protecting you. My philosophy is making sure you have the kind of voltage of a voice to hold the violence accountable for what it's doing to you. That's the ideologies of these various kinds that distribute your whole thought process for being free and being vocal. So let's turn it up. Callers, go right ahead. If you're on the show, introduce yourself and call. Let people know what state you're calling from and start wherever you want. Come on, people. Engage. It's your show.
This is Rachel from Oklahoma.
Well, come on, Rachel, start talking.
Okay, listen to everything you said, and you're 100% right. Even down to activism, you know, if activism has to be funded by money or drugs today, it's not true activism. If you can even not stand by yourself and speak what your heart and mind feels, people will call you a radical because you don't fit in the mold of this, what he's explaining, this democracy society. You either got to be all of either Christian, political, military, racial. You got to fit in that mold. And if you stand outside of that and you speak verbally out against all of this, you're called a radical. And they will come after you and try to shut you up or do things to you to break you down, break your mind, because that's what this whole society system has done in this country. It wants your mind to be mush so you can't think freely and independent and talk out and against of what is really going on out here. True activism was not funded when it went into Wounded Knee in 73, Mount Rushmore. It wasn't funded. That's when activism was true activism. But today, that's all it seems you got out here is funded activism. Or you got to buy a permit to go on a street corner, hold up a sign, or march through the streets. And then everybody's fighting about that. There's even propaganda around that. Oh, so-and-so is providing money for this group. The Nazis are being funded by this over here. You know, there was a person in time, I think Chinook knows who I'm talking about. They went after him just because he used his voice. I think he knows who I'm talking about. They killed his family, his children, his wife.
Yeah, I'm going to start it up.
So, you know, that's what they want to do to people who speak their voice. And this whole concept of this country is bullshit. And everything in that mold that everybody wants you to fit into was created by that white man. That Christianity, the politics, the government, the military, even down to its activism, you got to fit in a certain mold. And you're okay, you're cool. But if you don't even fall into that certain mold of activism, oh, you, no. Like he said, you're a radical. You're not conformative. If people want to come on this radio show, speak your voice, speak your mind, speak your heart. Doesn't mean you have to belong into a group. If you can't stand on your own two feet by yourself and speak your voice, then, but do you got to feel comfortable in a funded activist group? Because me, that's what I see out here. Everything's funded now. It's funded, bought and paid for, sponsored by. That's not true activism. 73 wasn't sponsored and funded. Mount Rushmore wasn't sponsored and funded. The walk across the nation wasn't sponsored and funded. It came from what people truly believe and what they went to do to get that point across. But then you got people out here today who is arguing about activism. Oh, this group's funded by this. This group's funded. You're all funded. You're all sponsored. So what's the point? If you're not funded by drugs, you're funded by money. So why are you knocking the other group down? To me, you're all funded. This man, Chanoop, he stands all by himself. He's got no funding. He's got no sponsorship.
Wait, brother.
Hold on.
His name is a patent. His name is a patentant. Okay? So everybody needs to be freely and stand alone. Even though you can stand in group, you still got to stand alone and hold on to your own integrity, your own values, and your own what you feel in your mind and heart. That's what's wrong out here. They start you young in the schools and Christianity, then they bring you up into the politics, the governing, or into the military. Nobody ever gets a chance to find their mind. Nobody ever gets a chance to see the reality of what's going on out here because they condition you, they mold you, they put you. Okay, well, this one doesn't want to be in this group, so let's stamp them into Christianity. Hey, we got a good one here. We got this one to go into Christianity, government, and military. You're a really brainwashed fool if you fit in all three. So that's what I'm saying, and I hear all this talk about all this activism out here.
Mm-hmm.
Each activist group is running the other one down. Oh, they're being spun. I don't give two shits. And if they are, that's not true activism. If you got to take money or drugs or you want to be famous, that's not activism. If you can't stand on your own and speak your voice, that's not.
Yep.
So,
bullying.
Yeah, bullying.
That's all I got to say tonight.
Anyone else want to contribute to what Rachel said from Oklahoma? Come on in. Come on in. Introduce yourself.
Earl from Ohio.
Come on in, Earl.
Hey, what she's saying is true. I mean, it's the government. They've indoctrinated the children for many years now. They went after the children, and they've indoctrinated them, and they put them on the black road. We're all supposed to be walking on the red road. And as Lakota people, you should all know this. The red road is the path of unity of all things. That's the path we should all be walking on. And they've got everybody walking on the black road now, the white man's way, the government's way. And they went after the children. And that's why the kids are the way they are today. It's sad, but we have to fight it. You talk about activists. The true activist, you can tell if you're a true activist because if the government's coming after you, you're probably a true activist. In days of old, back in the days, the Lakota people, everybody had a job. Everybody had a job, even the kids. And everybody had food. Nobody went hungry. There was no hunger. There was no unemployment. And the government changed that. They made everybody reliant on canned foods and the government welfare systems and all this free stuff they offer you, and then they take it away from you. That's the way the government works. They don't want you to stand up. They don't want you to stand together. It's like she said, Chanupa stands alone with nobody helping him. That's the way they want it. Alone, you're just alone. But together, we're a force that can't be stopped, and the government knows it. So the people have to come together. And I've said it many times, and it has to start with the elders. Your ancestors are probably turning in their graves right now at the way the elders are being treated and forgotten. And the way you roll over and just let your children be indoctrinated by the government.
pigeon.
But, like my wife just reminded me, I'm not judging. We're not here to judge people.
Our children?
Our kids are the same way. They got the video games and the cell phones and all the doodads and the wants. They don't know the difference between wants and needs.
You have to go around that one, so what do they call it? Their calendar.
And that's about all I have to say.
Except for this. Chinupa, we don't stand behind you. We stand with you.
Maybe coca.
Coca?
Yeah, coca. Double meat, yeah.
Double meat?
Yep.
Yeah. Have a piece of coca.
Have a piece.
Come on, people, get engaged. If you're on the show, come on, engage. This is part of your show. Come on, people. Any other callers, come on. Come on. Let me hear it.
This is Rachel again.
Go.
I think a lot of people don't realize that you got to stand up in your heart and your mind first and stand by yourself before you can stand in a group. A lot of people have been conditioned that things only work in multiples. And sometimes it starts with each individual in your mind and your heart. I've never been involved in any activist group or anything, but I've always, from the time of the child all the way through, I've spoken against all this out here. I've been verbally down. I've been physically knocked on my ass for expressing that. But I was always by myself when I didn't. When I did it, I didn't have a group behind me. I didn't have nobody behind me. But I kept standing up and continue what I said. I never stopped. I'm still doing it today. I know I don't go out here and wave banners and march the streets, but anytime I can talk it in person or on a radio show or with others, I do. On here?
Yeah, come on, people. Somebody, anybody, come on. Talk. Express yourself. Put it out there.
I think that's where our youth have been misled. I think our youth have been misled that in this big production, and that's what activism has become. It's become nothing but a production. Like I stated again, there's people through this life that didn't need a big funded production. They stood out, they voiced their stuff, and usually those people do. They get ridiculed, they get accused, they get harassed, and they get killed. And I will reference one of those people, Malcolm X. Even those who killed him, has only killed him because he started standing up against what he was discovering.
Bro, don't forget my sin.
There's no elders listening. Speak up. You're an elder. You should be heard.
Come on, if there's anyone else, jump on, jump on.
Joseph listening tonight or on the call board.
Come on, other callers that are on the show, come on. Engage. Introduce yourself. What state you're calling from? Come on. Somebody just coughed. Come on. Well, people, I'm going to share this with you then. You see, when people are engaging in a lot of topics that go on in America, okay, one of the things that people don't understand is that the indigenous people on the continent of Turtle Island have been radically, racially reduced to a poverty that is inevitable for most people to understand the thought and process between the people that are struggling to remain free. And that is the indigenous people. And so aside from all that stuff, we see contemplation happening every day, every second, every moment. Now, these countries I went to, like Venezuela, Bolivia, India, Australia, I went to these places, okay, to visit people of color. And what I seen over there was an honor. That's what I thought. Even when I went to England. When I got there, I dispersed everything on an open sentiment. And I'm trying to give everybody that benefit of a doubt to hold themselves accountable for the things that they can do. But see, it doesn't happen like that in Indian country amongst the indigenous people. And I said that with an open heart because there are a majority of people struggling to remain free. But today we can't see it happening that way. Why? Because everybody is out there for themselves. Now, we do this out of the kindness of our hearts to help everyone, bad and good, male and female, grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, aunt and uncle, brother and sister, family. The indigenous people are struggling just to maintain balance for themselves and the remaining body of their people. And it's hard for us to try to accommodate anything that is supposed to be inclined for us to have a free society. That's what they say. The preamble says that. We're going to honor treaties. Treaties are supposed to be the supreme law of the land. Are they? I don't think so. Because if they were, we wouldn't be living in dormancy. And that's the hard part. We are constantly expressing different pieces of information that go on in Indian country. And because we are stressing this, we are leaving ourselves away from the attitudes that are unfolding right before our own eyes. And so we say this openly, constantly, as a figure of speech to maintain thought and philosophy pertaining to Indian people. And the sad thing, we're still being persecuted, murdered, put in jail, having our kids taken away from us, pushed into ethnic cleansing, sociological deformatory. All of these things that fail people in a modern estate. That's the problem. And we try desperately to get everyone to tune in to what we talk about in a modern perspective. What does it take, people, to change the essence of a man and a woman in white America? What does it take to change these essence of these people that are constantly driven by racial disparities, hatred, murder, lying, stealing, depriving people of their human rights? What does it take to change the essence of that? This is why we talk about this on these shows. People don't want to engage on these shows. We try to give them the benefit of a doubt. You're listening in. We want you to be here. It's your show. That's why it's called the Indigenous Voices of People. Mitakiepi. Wichoka. Okhansulakile. Nithopi. Ho nechuhunta. Wichoye nithopi tchokatakya eagnakikte. Nilankhota. Ishatchokte he nichabhanta. Wichoye nithoki he nunkte. Tchokatakya takto khanuhanta.
me the weather or something. Okay. Listen carefully.
If you just want eviction,
you got a house and you got the TV, you're not on the floor like me. If you got a TV and radio and all that shit, listen to that. Or if you live in a neighborhood, I live on a res. So go down to the grocery store, sit in the parking lot and listen to everybody. If you don't want to engage on the show, okay, leave the show alone. The show is too heavy for you guys. You can't handle it. And you people know tonight's the show. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 5 o'clock to 7, it's called the Indigenous Voices of People. If you're indigenous, it's your fucking show. You know what to do. We're all going through a circumstance, whether it's death, whether it's people hungry, whether it's firewood, whatever. We're going through it. We're all in it together. But goddamn, you people need to help out too. If you can't, Indians, indigenous, listen to me. If you can't, step up, okay? Shut the fuck up and die. That's it. That's how angry I am. The system knows how to destroy people. And they're going to do that if you let them, and you're letting them. So if you can't engage and help out the radio show, you just want to sit back and shit and allow misery and all that shit to eat you, we all have somebody dying today, tomorrow, and forever, sun up, sundown. Every second, every moment, somebody's leaving us. Those are hurtful feelings, man. But yet you guys don't want to support being indigenous. Well, if you guys want to be white, then stay there and shut the fuck up. Quit complaining about shit. Be white. Dye your skin, dye your hair, any color you want, and stay that way. While the rest of us, man, are struggling to remain free. I get sick and tired of this when I want help for my people. And you know who you are. You all like to talk. You all like to talk. Well, goddammit, talk. Start talking on this show. Get down, man. If you don't have anger, if you don't have a... Man, Jabril, where the fuck are you guys? You see, this is the problem with people. Where are you Indians at? You only pick and choose where you want to fit in, Indians. Well, fuck you. Fit over there. I'm sick and tired of that shit, man. We're all going through this crisis. It was created by white people. Again, it was created by white people, man. We're using his fucking language to talk. That's inhuman. That fucking language is like, it's like cream that you add to coffee. Makes the coffee weak. If you drink it, it's strong. It's good. It's pure. Keep you up. You mix it with something, you make it weak, it'll put you to sleep. God damn, you fucking people don't get it. You Indians, man. Here, let me tell you a fucking final story to this 30 minutes we got left on the show. Actually, 20 minutes, because it's 6:40. And I do want you guys to come back on tomorrow. Okay? And I'll get heavy with you sons of bitches. And if you don't like me cussing you up, then quit using his language, because that's what he feels about you. That fucker don't give a shit about indigenous people. If he did, we wouldn't be in this mess. I'm going to tell you something from ancient times. Many years ago, my late grandmother, Cecilia, Oyate Wayankabui, my grandmother, Cecilia Martin, she told me this. She said, Hopila, sit down. I'm going to tell you a story. And you fucking Indians, listen to this, because this is you. This is you. And the white race, you listen, because this is you that did this. You did it. White men, white women, you did this. My grandmother told me this. She said, my boy, come here. Go out there and pick some kindling and those twigs. Bring them to me once. Okay, so I went out there and picked up kindling and twigs and bring them back. And she said, here, take this one and draw a circle. So I drew a circle as best as I could with all this kindling I gathered. Okay? And she said, now prepare a fire. So my teachings from my grandfather, Roy, I knew how to prepare a fire. And she said, all that other kindling there, my boy, bring them. So my mom is sitting on the opposite of my grandmother. Okay? So here's this young man building a fire for them. At me. And she says, watch this. Call your dog. Call your shunkas. So I called my shunkas. And at that time, I had two dogs. I had Hokshila, and I had Miss. Those are my two dogs. And then I found two more puppies. So here's Hokshila and Mister, and then I turned around these other two puppies that didn't have a home. I took them then, and then I gave them English names too. They were called Pat and Mike. So now I had four male dogs. I had Hokshila and Mister, and I had Pat and Mike. And so when I built this fire for Grandma and my mom, they told me this. My boy, don't ever let the fire out. So I let the fire dim down on its own, people. Listen to me, you Indians. If you're fucking Indians, you better listen. Because if you don't have the heart to build a fire and understand what my mom and grandma were telling me, you're not an Indian inside. Because there is no fire in you. And so now the fire was getting dim. So I knew to go get more kindling. And guess what the animals did? The animals bit my pants, pulled me back. One of my dogs did. He wanted me to play with him. And guess what the other three did? They went and gathered all the kindling and twigs and brought it. To have me have patience to build and trust on the four-legged, to be that dog soldier to serve people. And mom and grandma start crying. This was the first time a mother and her daughter embraced each other as family. Okay? Family, people. Man, you fucking Indians don't get that. So now, Tanupa, on the other hand, with this four-legged, we added on to that fire. This is why you women today are not women of yesterday and tomorrow. My mom said that. My late mother, Yvonne Jane Martin, my mom, my late mother, and my grandmother Cecilia, Lorraine Cecilia Martin. They taught me the principles of what matriarchal movement was. Matriarchy, goddammit. You women don't know that no more. But my mom and my grandmother still had it. This is why the four-legged believe in us. The four-legged were the ones. I didn't have to tell them to go get kindling. They did it on their own. And mom and grandmother said, don't ever let that fire die inside you. For if you ever do, son, grandson, you will never be the indigenous man you're supposed to be. Women told me that. Women, my mom and my grandmother. That's the problem with our people today. Where did that come from? The white man. That's why when grandma and mom died, they died in dress. That was their power. Mother Earth still got her dress on. The trees still got her dress on. The four-legged still got their dresses on. The winged still got their dresses on. The water still got their dresses on. And the list goes on and on. But we two-legged, because we've been contaminated with the white way of thinking, white arrogance, white hatred, white way of life, white stupidity, white racism, white supremacy and white saints. Them seven principles is what destroyed the Indian people. Just like the fucking Ten Commandments in that goddamn book. And you people, this is your show. You all know that this is your show tonight. Man, you fucking Indians, man. If you keep sticking your brain and your heart into mourning, well, why weren't you in mourning when that person was alive? Why weren't you in mourning when they were alive? That weakens the foundation of a human life when you mourn. Where's the happiness? Where's the togetherness of you and that person? White man, fuck you guys up, and you are all dead now. You don't even know it. I said this on the show. Phone number 605-517-1547. 605-517-2621. Call me on either of those fucking numbers and I'll debate this shit with you. I'm getting sick and tired of all of you trying to be white. If you let that white man torture you, that fucker will do it. He'll torture you, man. That's what he will do. And he's still doing it today. Sticking his fucking nose in those countries that are trying to war with each other. Ukraine and Russia. White man going to stick his fucking nose in it because he's going to control that shit too. When are you going to get it, people? Wake up! Wake the fuck up! This is the Indigenous Voices of People show. Tyreek can't get on his show. He can't because he's got bills to make. He's got all that shit. That fucking kid, man, this is what he did. He joined forces with all those people that he thought were his friends and brothers. Now that he can't pay his bills and help out, he stuck his neck out for those fuckers and they can't help him. That's the problem with this country. You guys have been badly ingrained with civilization, modern conscripts of this European thinking of their way of living. Don't forget what Sitting Bull said when him and Wild Bill, Buffalo Bill Cody went out to Europe. When he went over there, he seen the homelessness, Sitting Bull, seen all the homelessness going on over there. And what little earnings he made from the Wild West shows. Buffalo Bill Cody masquerading, making this Indian man look like a fucking statue. People praising and giving him money. Wouldn't even let him speak because he couldn't speak English. And all his wealth that he made, guess what Sitting Bull did, people? A Lakota, Itacha, Katanka Iotaka. You know what Sitting Bull did? He gave his earnings to the homeless. A fucking red man did that. Not a white man, a red man. Buffalo Bill didn't do it. That's how greedy the fucking white man is, man, people. When are you going to get it? This is why we're driven into this chaotic despair. You all know tonight's the show. I've called you guys. You couldn't even help me. You didn't want to. Well, goddammit, tune in and shut the fuck up. I want to hear you guys. Kind of come on from now on. I'm going to stop it and end this year that way. You Indians are going to be tuned in? Uh-uh. You shut the fuck up and listen because I'm going to condemn you guys. I want help. I need help. You can't help me. Well, fuck it. I don't have to depend on my people. You can figure it out. You guys all talk. You went to Standing Rock and all these other places like you say you did? I go there with nothing, man. I believe in the power of prayer. This is why my anger is my prayer. It's my strength. It's what opens these doors up. And you Indians better quit fucking lying, man. Enough of that shit, man. You know who you are if you're listening in. You're all connected, all of you. And you fucking women, you better straighten up, too. You don't want to hear that from a real man. We ain't got nothing against you women, but your women are doing it, too. And you know who you are. You're tuned into this show. You want to learn and send me text messages. You want to put our stuff out there. Our stuff, the indigenous stuff on your shows and all that. I don't want you to do that. You didn't ask me. I did not consent to that. That's what white people do. They don't give a fuck, man. They'll do it anyway because it's a way to make money. That's what white people do. A newly founded brother and his wife are really trying to look out to the needs of the people here on Pine Ridge. A newly found brother and his wife, Earl and Margaret. I had a brother named Earl. Earl Denny. He was married to a white woman. Her name was Cindy. And that white woman made my brother turn against his brother. She sure did. This is how I know my people. Then I seen my brother Earl in a grocery store. Guess what he was doing? He was driving one of those mobile units. Can't walk no more. Had a few of his toes amputated. And I looked at him. He waved at me to come to him. I said, what do you want? And you know what he said? I'm sorry for lying to you. My own red fucking brother, Earl Denny, I'm sorry I lied to you. That's what happens, people. All because of his white wife. It's just the course of time before people turn against each other. Real brotherhood is the way we are. David Clark, my brother of Utah, never turned his back against Sanupagraha money. Dr. Jamie Moran from London, England, never turned his back on Sanupagraha money. Stephen Muse from Columbus, Georgia, never turned his back on Sanupagraha money. Dr. Edmund from Chicago, a black scholar, never turned his back on his brother, Sanupagraha money. Another black scholar from Lincoln, Nebraska, Thurman Statham, never turned his back on his red brother, Chinupa. Akeem Reinhardt from Baltimore, Maryland, who teaches at the Towson University in Baltimore, Maryland, never turned his back on his brother, Chinupa. That's powerful. All the dog soldiers here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Adrian Medicine Horse, Harlan Red Blanket, Larry Shirt, Charlie Waters, Myron Warrior, Dalbert Highhawk. All of these guys' names can go on and on. Mark Blackcrow, Devin Oldman, Jesus. Men never turn their back on their brother. Do it, Jimmy. Frank, Thomas, Jeremy, Baby Louie, Charles, Raymond, Nicholas, Uskimod, never turn their back on Chinupa. That's power, people. It goes on and on with all these ones.
all these other ones, they take off and drop out of sight. Can't handle this truthness. I listen to you all. I listen to your cry. I listen to your anger. I listen to it all. I live in that shit with you. That's at least. All life. If you believe in love, you have life. Life and love are the same thing, people. Life and love, they're the same thing. The only thing difference about those two words is what's in the center. They begin with an L and they end with the E. And what's in the center is what's the difference. That center is in each and every one of you. And you still can't fucking figure it out. One says, if. And the other one says, oh. Over victory, independence, and freedom. I and a F, O and a V. Duh. That's the sad thing with you Indian people. We're at the top of the hour. Now I close. I invite you guys all back tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People, 5 o'clock to 7. Don't be late, because tomorrow's show is carrying a hot load of weight and they can't wait. So I'll see you all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People, a short song. Ya ya ho we ya ha ya ho we ya ha ya we ya ha ya ho we ya hey we ya ha ya ho we ya ha ya we ya ha ya ho we ya hey ho we ya hey. Good night.